Family's on vacation, and they stopped at a museum, which if you're driving towards Canada, you'll hit up. It's the Corning Museum. Corning makes glass and a lot of other things. And one of the things the family did was that they were able to make their own glass dishes. If you go on the Corning website, you can even make a glass mezuzah for $24. It's very pretty. Pull your clet. What do? You're given a set of different types of sheets, it looks like, from the pictures that I received of this this person's children making them. And you could insert colors into it. And it seems like all these different sheets that you're given on their own are not usable. And then you put them all together, a Jew, whoever is like, you know, purchases this product. And then you give it to them and they put it into an oven. And then you come back 24 hours later, and here you have your dish. So I was asked, does this require tvila? Why would this yes or why would this no? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hakone mea ovei kochavim kli se'uda, shel matechos el shel zechuchis. If you acquire an object from a non-Jew, from a Gentile, that is a not just any utensil, but something that's used in the consumption of food, for eating food, like kli se'uda, like a fork or a knife, or like a platter that you're going to use to serve food, whether it's metal, metals are mentioned all in the Torah in Parshas Matos, glass, midrabanan, requires tevila too, so you are obligated to tovel it. So the halacha is that if you acquire it from a non-Jew, however, if a Jew was the one that made the product, it wouldn't require tevila. If at all during the process a non-Jew owned it, for example, let's say a Jew owns a factory, right? They own the factory and they're producing all of the different utensils. That wouldn't require tevila. If, however, it was then Target purchases all the things from the Jewish owner and then you buy it from Target, you got to tovel it because it passed through the hands of a non-Jew. So what about this situation where you're buying things that aren't necessarily a kli se'uda at this point? You can make it into a mezuzah. You can make it into, you know, a nice piece of art for your wall. You could have the, you know, children's door handles could say, welcome to my room. Or it could be used as a platter. So it's not now a kli se'uda. And now you're making it, you're designing it, you're handing it to them, and they're putting it in the oven. So does this require tefillah, right? It's not necessarily a similar case. If I had, for example, I'll give you two examples that maybe will help us understand what maybe the psak is in this case. So for example, if I bought materials that were a plate, a fork, a knife, and then I made it a little bit nicer, or a non-Jew made it a little bit nicer, right, then it requires, if I didn't tovel it yet, it requires tefillah. I bought it from a non-Jew. I made it a little bit nicer. A fork was already used for kli se'uda. They're making it better. Great, it requires tevila. If I buy a product that wasn't usable for a kli se'uda, and then I made it into a kli se'uda, then it requires tevila. For example, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Chachmas Adam. He said in Vilna, they had a big problem. The Chachmas Adam was the Abbezin of Vilna. And in Vilna, they had a big problem. Apparently, they made beer in Vilna. And they had these giant beer vats, and they weren't near, I don't know the geography, but it doesn't seem like they were near any large bodies of water in which they could tovel them. And their mikvos were not big enough where they could take these beer vats and tovel them. So what did they do? The Chachmas Adam suggested the following idea. He said, you got to make a giant hole on the bottom of the beer vats, big enough that it's unusable. No one would use it. And then what do? You give this beer vat to a blacksmith, a Jewish blacksmith. He's going to patch up the hole. And it becomes like a Maisa Yehudi. It's like the Jew made it now. And it doesn't require tefillah. It was unusable. No one would use a beer vat with a hole in the bottom of it as a kli, as a utensil. And now I, the Jew, am making it again as a utensil. So what about in this scenario? So the Sefer Tvilas Kalim, good name for a Sefer on this topic, deals with this in chapter two. And he says the following. We have a concept at halacha, which is usually used in the world of Baba Kama and Baba Mesiyah, called Uman Kone Beshvachli. If I give something to a Gentile or anyone, to an artisan to fix and to make, they acquire some type of ownership over that kli. In which way? If they make it better than I wanted it to be, or they made it worse, they get some type of kinyanim over that kli. Uman kona bishakli. That's like the best way I could do it in like 30 seconds or less. Now, in this idea, the halacha is that if I give it to an uman, to an artisan, my raw material, and I give it to them, the Gentile, even though, what? He made it into a kli. I didn't make it into a kli. Therefore, since they made it into a kli, and I also was part of that, the halacha would be, you need to tovel it without a bracha. You tovel it without a bracha, because the uman, kona b'shvach kli, confounds who exactly was making this, at what situation, and it wouldn't require tefillah. However, the Shulchan Aruch, quoted here in the Tefillas Kelim, says that would only apply if you didn't pay the person in advance. If you paid the artist in advance for the work, which is usually not done, usually maybe you give them a deposit, but when they're finished, you pay them for their product, if you like what they did. But if you paid them up front, then they're already working for you. You become like a factory owner in which they are working for you. And if that's the way the situation was laid out, then you wouldn't require tefillah at all. So in this situation, seems like, right, if I got my facts straight with the Corning Museum, then the kids made it, they put it together, right? They paid up front in this situation for the utensils, for the use of the oven, picking it up later. Even though somebody else, a Gentile, put into the oven later, since they prepaid for everything, you would not need tefillah afterwards. It would be completely considered a Maisa Yehudi. It would not require tefillah in this situation.